your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Corr.
Prime Minister is laying out how the government will try to combat Islamist extremism during a speech in Birmingham. David Cameron wants to challenge people who don't want to be involved in violence but whose views are sympathetic to groups like Islamic State. And he had this appeal to British Muslims.
I know how much you hate the extremists who are seeking to divide our communities and how you loathe the damage that they do. Now, as Prime Minister, I want to work with you to confront and defeat this poison.
Police are continuing to search for a 15-year-old girl who's missing from her Mepham home. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see a picture of Olivia Burton Taylor, who was last seen at about 9:30 last night. She's thought to be wearing a black and white top, shorts and flat shoes. Two men and a woman held on suspicion of murdering a Sevenoaks man have been released without charge. 53-year-old Russell Jarrett was found with severe head injuries at his home in Otford in February and later died in hospital. Police were treating the death as suspicious, but it's now being handled by the coroner.
This is KMFM News.
A leading animal charity has successfully smuggled a fake dog into Kent as part of an undercover investigation into puppy smuggling. Joe has more for KMFM.
Well, the Dogs Trust took a crate across the channel three times, and whilst the microchip and passport was real, the dog inside was just a toy.
Okay, I am now taking my Mitzi, my pet dog, through.
Despite that, the animal was cleared to travel.
And this is Mitzi with his passport. It just shows you how easy it is to get through to the inspection regimes at Eurotunnel.
They say poor checks are making it easier for breeders in Eastern Europe to bring dogs into the UK before they've had vaccinations for things like rabies. Paula Boyden is from the charity.
This activity is still rife, and part of the reason for that is that the gains to be made are great. Somebody bringing in five puppies a week could easily be making in excess of £100,000 a year.
She says something needs to be done to make sure this activity is stopped.
We do need some more robust checks at the port, so certainly physically sighting the animals that are being transported. I think the other thing would be to have some more intelligence-led activity. If somebody's bringing in five puppies, that should be putting up a flag to say, let's get an animal health professional and have a look at these puppies.
You can see video of the investigation at kentonline.co.uk. The government's been asked for a response.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of drink driving following a crash which closed part of the A2 in Kent for 2 hours. Police were called to Canterbury Road in Faversham after a vehicle collided with two cars at about 5:30 this morning. A 30-year-old man is still in custody. It's emerged the former Lord Lieutenant of Kent has died. Alan Willett passed away at his home in Chilham in Canterbury on Friday, aged 78, following a long battle with poor health. His successor has described him as a great son of Kent, who will be remembered as a gifted business entrepreneur. Some of the first cancer patients to be treated at a mobile chemotherapy unit after a hospital facility was closed have been speaking to KMFM. Staff shortages have forced the permanent base at the William Harvey in Ashford to shut. While some patients may have to travel to Canterbury instead, others have been able to use a new mobile unit. They say it's working well.
Found it absolutely brilliant. It's nicely kitted out. Staff are superb as always.
Change of faces, change of location, different system. That I just felt that maybe it was going to be a problem, but obviously, no, it's not.
And a controlled explosion's been carried out after a World War II bomb was found on a Kent beach. The device was discovered by a metal detectorist at Hampton in Herne Bay yesterday afternoon. It was blown up by Royal Navy experts at low tide. You can see a video at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In cricket, it's 1-1 in the Ashes after a humiliating defeat for England at Lord's. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, they were beaten by 405 runs, with Australia bowling them out for only 103 in their second innings. Match 3 starts at Edgbaston a week on Wednesday. Meantime, Kent are continuing to put up a fight on the second day of their championship game against Essex at Tunbridge Wells. The home side bowled the visitors out for 260 yesterday, and a short while ago were on 167 for one. And in motorsport, Kent's Shane Burns fought back from a 120-mile-per-hour crash to take a place on the podium in the latest round of British Superbike action at Brands Hatch. The Isle of Sheppey rider came off his bike during race one at the Kent Circuit yesterday before finishing second in race two. It means the defending champion's lead at the top of the standings has been cut to just 5 points.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.